Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the ninth and final chapter of Maseches Bechoros. This is our next to last shiur in this Masechta, and today we will be learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Mishnah Hey says, Shlosh Grunos Lamaiser Behema, Beprosa Pesach, Beprosa Hatzeres, Beprosa Chag, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. There are three time periods for separating animal tithes. The midway point of preparing for Pesach, the midway point of preparing for Shavuos, and the midway point of preparing for Sukkos. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. There's going to be a lot of dates going around here, so I think it would be helpful if we explain them in the Bart Neuro as we went along. So let's look at the Bart Neuro on this first piece. Shlosh Grunos L'Maaser Behema. There are three time periods for separating Maaser Behema. B'shlosha Prokim B'shana HaBehemos Misasros. Three times a year, the animals are tithed. V'loshen Grunos, in the language Grunos, K'tvuas Goren. Shehei Tvulos L'Maaser V'ein Ochlin M'menu Ad Shiyasasru. So the language of Grunos is like the threshing floor when it comes to produce, and that untithed produce has to be tithed at that stage of the process. Kach b'shosh haprakim halolu ein ochlin min habehemos v'lo mochrin mehen ad shiyasru osan. Similarly, when it comes to animals, they cannot be sold or slaughtered at this time until they are tithed. So when these periods come around, that's when one must tithe them or not use them, just like tevel when it comes to produce. So, pros ha-Pesach, the midway point of preparing for Pesach. Chamisha aser yom kodem ha-Pesach, 15 days before Passover. Dehainu yom achron sha-Adar, meaning the last day of the month of Adar. V'loshon pros, in the language pros, palga means half. Chatzi hazman, half the time period. Sheshoalim behilchos ha-Pesach, that we prepare for Pesach of 30 days. D'tanya sho'alim v'dorshin behilchos ha-Pesach kodem le-Pesach shloshim yom, because we learn that we prepare and we study the laws of Passover for 30 days in advance. Kach proses atzeres chamisha aser yom, similarly the midway point of preparing for Shavuos is 15 days. Kach proses ha-Chag d'hainu yom achron she'elol, and similarly the midway point of preparing for Sukkos, which is the last day of Elul. And the rabbi set these three dates to be the time to separate the animals for Maaser Behema, because that way animals would be available to be eaten by the pilgrims going to Jerusalem for the holidays. Da'afogav detanan b'masnisan sh'ad shelo higiyaz man Hagoren mutter limko velishchot, because even though we learn in the Mishnah that until this time rolled around they were allowed to eat them and sell them, the goren hu hakavua lemaiser, because it's this date that makes them obligated in being tithed, afiu hachi lo shchate lehu inish ad maisrin. Nevertheless, people wouldn't slaughter them until they were tithed. The nichle inish lekiyume mitzvah b'mamone b'davar she'en chaser bo klum kagon maiser behema shehu atzma makriv maiser v'achlo shlamim. Because a person prefers to do a financial mitzvah with something that doesn't cost him anything. Like a Maaser Behema, he's going to slaughter it and eat it himself as a free will offering. And if people didn't tie them at these three time periods, then a lot of people would refuse to sell them because they hadn't yet been tithed. And then there would not be sufficient animals to feed all the pilgrims who would be going to Jerusalem for the holidays. Let's continue in the Mishnah. So we had the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that it's 2 weeks before each of these holidays. Ben Azai Omer, Be'esrim V'tisha Be'adar. Ben Azai says on the 29th day of Adar. Be'echad B'Sivan, on the 1st of Sivan, which is only 5 days before Shavuos. Be'esrim V'tisha Be'av, and on the 29th day of the month of Av. So let's look in the Bart Neuro, who will explain his reasons for these dates. Ben Azai Omer Be'esrim V'tisha Be'adar, 29th of Adar, Dehainu Chaimisha Aser Yom Kodem HaPesach, which is 15 days before Pesach, just like Rabbi Akiva said. Ela de Rabbi Akiva Savar, Adar HaSamach L'Nisan Pa'amim Chaser Pa'amim Malei. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that the month of Adar that precedes Nisan, because remember, sometimes there can be 2 months of Adar when there's a leap year. So the month of Adar before Nisan, Rabbi Akiva feels, is sometimes Chaser, 29 days, and sometimes Malei, 30 days. V'chamish aser yom, kodem ha-Pesach, pa'amim metchilin be'esrim v'tisha be'adar, pa'amim b'shloshim be'adar. and that 15 days before Pesach is sometimes the 29th day of Adar and sometimes the 30th day of Adar. Hilchach lo kavale zman, so therefore he didn't name a specific date, he just said the halfway point of preparing for Pesach. Ben Azai savar, but Ben Azai feels Adar hasamuch leNisan laolam chaser. He feels that the Adar that precedes Nisan is always 29 days. Utchilas prosa Pesach havi laolam beEsrim v'Tishim baAdar. So therefore, this midway point of preparing for Pesach is always going to be the 29th day of Adar, and he names a particular date. Be'echad b'Sivan, the first of Sivan. Now remember, Shavuos is the sixth of Sivan, so this means it's only 5 days, not 15 days before the holiday. Because there aren't that many animals born between Nisan and Shavuos. It's only 7 weeks, and it's not the time when they're giving birth in large numbers, I guess. If one were to tie the animals 15 days before Shavuos, then all of them would end up being eaten before Shavuos came, and there wouldn't be enough left for the pilgrims. So they made it a very close day to Shavuos so that there should be sufficient animals remaining. Be'esrim v'tisha ba'av, on the 29th day of Av, Ben Azai l'tamei, Ben Azai is consistent with what he says later on. Damar l'kaman he'elulim misasrin b'fnei atzman. So if you wanted to do it for Sukkos, then you should be doing it in the month of Elul. Why are we doing it at the end of month of Av? Because he says later on that the animals that are born in the month of Elul must be tithed by themselves, separate from the others. Ve'en mitztarfin im osan shenoldu kodem Elul. He says that they don't combine with the animals that were born before Elul because it's possible that the first day of Elul is the date for the new year for Meiser Behema. And then you'd be mixing the new and the old, which you're not allowed to do. And this is because he's not sure whether the new year for Meiser Behema is the first of Elul or the first of Tishrei. So Elul is tithed separately, and that's why he puts this third period at the end of Av, not at the end of Elul. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, so these two rabbis say, Be'echad b'Nisan, the first period is on the first day of Nisan, Be'echad b'Sivan, on the first day of Sivan, Be'esrim v'tisha be'Elul, and on the 29th day of Elul. Again, let's look in the Bart Nero for the explanation. Be'echad b'Nisan, Savrei k'Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, damar sho'alab b'hilchas ha-Pesach, kodem l'Pesach shtei shabasos. He agrees with Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that the period of preparation for Pesach is only 2 weeks. B'hainu nami, b'hilchas ha-Pesach, d'misasrin l'behemos, kihechi d'lischazu b'regel. And preparing for Pesach includes tithing the animals, but he doesn't give the halfway point because he doesn't feel it's halfway. He gives the specific date. Be'echad b'Sivan, the first of Sivan, k'da amran taima de ben Azai, same as the reason that Ben Azai said, l'fi shemiyut behemos yoldos b'Nisan v'ad atzeres, because not so many animals are born between the month of Nisan and Shavuos. Back in the Mishnah, v'labu amru be'esrim v'tisha be'elul, v'lo amru be'echad b'tishrei. So why did they set the third date on the 29th of Elul and not on the first of Tishrei? Mimnei shehu yom tov, because that's Yontov, it's Rosh Hashanah. V'yefsher laser b'yomtov, and we're not able to separate the tithes on Yontov. L'fikach higdimuhu be'esrim v'tisha be'elul, and that's why they made it a day earlier on the last day of Elul. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says be'echad be'elul on the first day of Elul, Rosh Hashanah l'maiser behema. That is the day for separating animal tithes. Let us look in Bartnura one more time. V'lo amru be'echad b'tishrei, they didn't say on the first of Tishrei. V'afal gav tehu yom shtei shabasos, even though that's the day, that's 2 weeks prior. Mimnei shehu yom tov, because it's yontov. Chada v'od ka'amar, they actually gave two reasons, and this is the second one. Chada mishum deboy hekira b'chadash v'yashan. One is that they need to separate between the old and the new animals. De'echad b'tishrei hu Rosh Hashanah l'maiser, because, according to this opinion, the first day of Tishrei is the new year for separating animal tithes. V'afal gavdol asi l'tzirufei de Tishrei b'hadayhu, and even though they're not going to end up separating animals born in Tishrei together with the ones born before. D'ha'akati lo nolad shum tle hayom, because so far no animal has yet been born that day. V'nolad mechusar zmanhu, and if one was born that day, it's still too young to include in the count. Afil hachi lo misasrin hahu yoma, mishum debi'inan limiaved hekira ben chadash liyashan. Nevertheless, they don't want you to separate on that day, the first of Tishrei, so that it should be obvious that there's a difference between the new and the old animals. Dileido inish delo tsirufe hachadash im hayashan. So this way people will understand not to mix the old and the new when counting animal tithes. Va'od, and a second reason, mipnei shu yomtov, is because it's yomtov. Mishum sakrasat seva edom, shetzovea bo ha'asiri kidei she'anikar. Because they would dye every tenth animal with red dye so that we could recognize which one was counted for the tithe. Va'asr litzvoa b'yomtov, and we're not allowed to dye on a yomtov. So there's actually two reasons not to separate animal tithes. Only one of them is, in fact, because Rosh Hashanah is a yomtov. Let's finish the Mishnah. Benazai Omer, Benazai says, Ha'elulim misasrim bifnei atzman. He says the animals born in the month of Elul must be tithed by themselves. We alluded to this earlier, and now the Bartnura will explain. Ha'elulim misasrim bifnei atzman. The ones born in Elul must be tithed alone. Kedepurishna la'el, as we explained above, didim misfeka le'i ihavi Rosh Hashanah la'maiser behema echad ba'elul o echad b'tishrei. Because Benazai is not sure whether the date for Maiser Behema begins on the first of Elul or the first of Tishrei. Hilkach ein misasrin ha'elulim im hanoladim mitishrei ve'elech. Therefore, Benazai says that the ones born in Elul should not be tithed with the ones born in Tishrei and on. Mishum delot serufe yashan b'chadash, so that we shouldn't be mixing the new and the old animals together when counting the year's tithes. Let's now continue in Mishnah Vav. Kol hanoladim me'echad b'tishrei ad esrim v'tisha be'elul. All animals born from the first of Tishrei until the 29th of Elul, meaning from the first day of the year to the last day of the year, hare elu mistarfin. These all combine to count for Maaser Behema. Chamisha lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'chamisha la'achar Rosh Hashanah. If someone has 10 animals and 5 of them were born before Rosh Hashanah and 5 of them were born after Rosh Hashanah, ein mitstarfin, they don't combine, so you don't have 10 animals to be tithed. Chamisha lefnei hagoren v'chamisha la'achar hagoren. But if 5 were born before the date that obligates a person in tithing and 5 were born after that date, hare elu mitstarfin, these do combine. Im kain, if so, lama nemar shlosha gronos l'maiser behema. If these dates don't draw a line, if you can still combine animals before and after for a single tithe, why did they say these 3 periods during the year are set for maiser behema? Sha'ad shelo higia hagoren, mutter limkor v'lishchot. Because until that date arrives, one is allowed to slaughter and to sell his animals without tithing. Higia hagoren, but once that date arrives, lo yishchot, vim shachat pater. Once that date arrives, you should not slaughter an animal and eat it until you've tithed them, but if a person went ahead and did it, he's exempt. There's no penalty. Let's look in the Bartnura. Kohan aladim, all animals that are born. Hachstama krebi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon. This anonymous Mishnah, this has no source credited. It doesn't say Divrei Rabbi so-and-so. So the Bartnura is letting us know this is according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. Chamisha lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So if you have 5 animals born before Rosh Hashanah and 5 born after, they don't combine. Isn't this obvious, since we already said that the dates for Maaser Behema go from the first of the year to the last of the year, and that date, Rosh Hashanah, is the dividing line? The Bartnura explains, Agav deboi lemisnei chamisha lifnei hagoren v'chamisha la'achar hagoren mitztarfin tana nami hai. Since it's going to go ahead and teach us 5 before the goren, before that date for tithing, and 5 after, it teaches us this incidental. So yes, we could figure this out ourselves, but it's stylistic. It's explaining a contrast between Rosh Hashanah and the goren. Once the goren reads lo yishchot, you should not slaughter. Shehagoren koveil amaiser midirabanan, because that date obligates a person to separate his tithes rabbinically. V'im shachat pater, but if he went ahead and slaughtered, he's exempt. Ubehema shiria be'achila, and the animal may be eaten. Deloash kachan betevel de maiser behema lo lav v'lo misa, because we don't find the same kind of prohibition when it comes to maiser behema as we do for untithed produce. We don't find that it's a violation of an avera. We don't find that there's death from the hands of heaven. So it lacks that severity that untithed produce has. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter, and we will conclude this Masechta.